Just in time for Valentine's Day, we're going to learn how to decorate a cake for the holiday without much fuss. And we're going to get those tips from a cake decorator to the NPR stars, Doreen McAllister. Welcome, Doreen.
Hello.
Doreen is a longtime NPR editor, but she's been baking cakes for all of us here at NPR for how long?
It's been close to about 18 years.
18 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I've seen children grow up.
Mine.
Exactly.
You made a cake for my kid's birthday, I remember.
Yes.
My kids are in their 20s now.
That's the only way I know I'm getting old.
There we go. Well, what are you going to show us today?
We're going to do a couple of things. We're going to do the star, which is a very easy technique, so don't worry about being able to do it. And then we're going to do a shell, which is used for a shell border. So when you decorate the top and the bottom of the cake, it looks finished.
Okay.
You know, if my students can do it, I have no doubt that you can do it.
Now, students, you are a certified Wilton Method cake instructor.
I am.
Who's Wilton?
Well, the company started in the late 1920s by a man, McKinley Wilton, and it's now Wilton Industries. And if you go to craft stores like Michael's or A.C. Moore or other places, you'll find all their items, and you can also take the class.
So we're going to, put the piping to the frosting to the cake now. You're going to show us how.
I'm going to give you a decorator bag full of icing.
Okay.
And the key is not to fill the bag too full with icing. A lot of people in the beginning make the mistake, so when you squeeze it, it starts coming out of the end and you're dripping frosting everywhere. So the key is less is more.
All right. And before we begin, I'll remind our listeners that they can go to npr.org and actually see photos of your tips for cake decorating.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Now, the first thing I'm going to show you is a star.
All right. I'm ready.
This is so incredibly easy. Now, what you do is you just hold it in an upright position. You're going to squeeze till it comes out, stop, and then pull away.
Oh, I have to touch the cake
you
first before I squeeze. All right.
There are some techniques where you don't touch the cake, you're working above it, but in this case, now the
mine are all flattened when I take the thing away.
Well, it's your first time.
I know. They look like smushed stars.
It's trying
to go up to the top.
Yeah, it has a life of its own.
All right, let me try that again.
Maybe just try it with one hand.
One hand. Oh, look at that. It's like I'm leaving tread marks on
it. You can tap dance.
I know, but I can't decorate a cake.
So one hand, see how I'm holding it?
Oh,
with the bag of top. And then just come down, squeeze.
Bring it.
Yay! I think it's beautiful.
It is, but it's not done. See what you started? You've created a monster. Now, I heard something that you sometimes put some pretty interesting secret ingredients.
I do.
What do you put in your cake?
Well, it's a way of tormenting my coworkers because I make them try to guess anyways. I have done sauerkraut, which some people have had good luck with. You know, I find some of these things on the internet, and you should probably not trust the internet in all cases, but it wasn't one of my best. There's the tomato soup cake, which is well known. And that's always a hit. And if you're looking for ways to substitute oil, a can of tomato soup is really good. And I've done things, outrageous things, like ground meat brownies.
Oh.
Yeah, but you got to warn the vegetarians. They get upset.
Ground meat brownies?
And potato chip cookies. Just weird things. And I try them out on the overnight. So see how they like them.
By overnight, you mean you're a supervising editor on Morning Edition and you work nights, overnight, what it says.
I come in at about 12:30 and I work till, on a good day, 9. So it gives me the whole day to cake decorate.
Doreen McAllister, cake decorator to NPR stars and editor extraordinaire at Morning Edition. Thanks so much. I learned a lot today.
Thanks, Leanne.
Those clicks you hear are from our web photographer, David Gilkey. Go to npr.org to see a slideshow on how to decorate a fun, festive Valentine's Day cake without much fuss.